Welcome to syndicatednews.net. We're spending the afternoon with Sherry Weeks, General Manager of www.resorttime.com. And there's only one T, so I'm going to spell it out for you. www.resorttime.com. And the fastest way to contact them is 877-477-7368. Sherry Weeks, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you for having
me. Welcome to syndicatednews.net. Tell us about resorttime.com.
We are the largest provider of nightly timeshare rentals. Essentially, we have about 350 properties around the United States, Mexico, Canada, and are just finally moving into Europe. These properties provide us with nightly rentals that we now make available to the general public. There are other companies out there who rent the timeshare resorts out. However, most of them have weekly requirements. What makes us a little bit different is that we actually provide nightly rentals. Our customers can come in and use it just like they would a hotel.
They can use it to come and spend the night and then move on.
Absolutely. So whether they want to stay a night, a week, whatever their vacation needs are, we can accommodate any of those types of accommodations. We also do extended stays. We'll have folks who, for whatever reason, whether they're on business travel or whatever the case, if they need to stay for longer periods of time.
How long have you been in business?
We have been in business about 12 years. I developed Resort Time several years ago when I was working for a timeshare developer in Southern California. We realized that there are a lot of properties out there who had these great accommodations available. Unfortunately, they didn't have 20, 30 units a day or 50 units a day, so they really didn't think of themselves like a hotel. So what we did is we went out and partnered with a lot of these properties to help them sell those rooms that were sitting available. As time went on, they got better at managing their availability and their rates, and we've developed some really great partnerships with many of the leading properties in the industry. We're very fortunate. At any given time, we have over 1 million room nights available, and these resorts are really great at providing great quality accommodations, and the prices that we've negotiated with them typically are around the same as what you'd pay for a hotel. You know, over the 12 years, we've really developed a great collection of properties that our customers have to choose from. We just celebrated our 10-year anniversary of being actually online. We have been in business for about 12 years. We just celebrated our 10-year anniversary online.
And where exactly is your headquarters, your brick-and-mortar building? Where are you located?
We are located in Southern California, North San Diego County, in a city called Carlsbad. And it's one of the best vacation destinations that you can imagine. So we're lucky to be in a really great spot.
And your resorts, how many do you have on your website?
We have about 350 properties that we provide rentals for. We have, I would say, over probably at the very least around 1 million room nights available at any given time.
And Sherry, where are these properties located?
We have properties anywhere from, we're really strong in the West. You know, obviously that's where we started when we started building our business. So we have a good amount of properties between California, Arizona, Nevada. We have since moved east. We have quite a few properties throughout Mexico. We have Hawaii. We have basically everything throughout the United States, essentially Canada, and have just started moving into the European market. So we have a couple of properties in Ireland, which we just recently started selling as well, and are really looking forward to increasing our market in Europe.
Can you tell us about a few of these properties?
Let me start with Carlsbad. I was just telling you about where we're located. Carlsbad is North San Diego County. They know of San Diego as this great beach destination. And as people come to San Diego, they find that San Diego itself is very urban, it's more of a city environment. The beaches are decent and definitely a lot to do down there. However, if you're coming to San Diego, you may want to find your way to North County. North County is a really relaxing, fantastic beach environment where you really have the best of both worlds. You can drive to San Diego in 30 minutes and visit many of the attractions like SeaWorld and the zoo. And you can also go north 1 hour and be at Disneyland. We're very fortunate. We have the only Legoland park in North America. And that was opened in Carlsbad several years ago. They have been adding on to that park and now have a water park that they just opened this year. And they also have the Sea Life Aquarium. And we are fortunate that we actually have a resort on both sides of the park, both with their own entrance into the park. for folks that are wanting to come down with the family and that kind of thing and enjoy being able to walk out of the room. Carlsbad beaches are fabulous. It's one of the only destinations in Southern California that you can literally walk along the beach. They have a boardwalk that goes down closer to the sand, and there's also one a little bit higher up next to the road. You can actually walk about 3 miles that right along the sand, which is just fabulous because a lot of the beach destinations tend to have a lot of homes built on the beach, so it blocks that ability to really enjoy walking down the beach. So we've got a really great boardwalk that you'll see people out walking till 11 o'clock at night.
That's lovely.
It's
That's
amazing.
Wonderful. Now, okay. What do timeshare resorts have that are not customary at other resorts?
Well, I think what you'll find is a timeshare property provides a lot of comforts of home. So if you want to, whether you're driving to a location, you can literally throw some groceries in the car, drive to the destination, and you could literally stay the whole weekend without even having to leave. They have full kitchens, typically. They have separate bedrooms, nice living room areas and dining areas. So you have the ability to cook in your unit. Most resorts have really great areas where on some of the trips I've taken, I've literally taken some steaks or whatever the case, you can go shopping when you get there and you can barbecue some steaks, have some nice wine that you have chosen. And it just makes it for a little bit better vacation because of the fact that you don't have to eat out every meal. You can really do things at your own pace. When I was meeting with a customer a few days ago, actually, and they were so excited because they were so used to all the hustle and bustle with their kids of waking up, having to go out and eat breakfast before they could even figure out what their day was going to be consisting of. So they were really excited because it really gave everybody a chance to kind of wake up at their own pace. They could eat breakfast in their room, and the money that they're saving from having to eat out all these meals, they were able to actually extend their vacation a little bit more and do a few more of the attractions that they otherwise may not have been able to do. Some of the other things that resort condos offer is a lot of them have a lot of different activities that go on throughout the day. Yesterday, I was over at one of our properties, and they had this great activity going on where these kids were making their own t-shirts with this wheel that spun around, and they were pouring paint in and all kinds of fun stuff. They have really great family pools, adult pools. They have different game rooms, things like that. So there's a little bit of something for everybody. You know, each resort is a little bit different and would have its own personality. And depending on the region they are in, that's what will determine what kind of activities they have. As an example, we have a really great resort up in Napa Valley, and that resort, they do a lot of wine tasting tours, and they have a few times a week and do wine tastings and educate the guests on wine and how to tell the difference between different types of wine. Depending on where it's located at, that will dictate what types of activities they have.
Mm-hmm.
Our beach properties, what comes with those is you can actually check out all your beach equipment. Whether you're driving in, flying in, doesn't matter. You don't have to pack up the chairs and the boogie boards and all the towels and all that kind of stuff. All of that is available for checkout for free at the property.
What are your most popular resorts?
I would say for beach resorts, mm-hmm. I would say the Carlsbad Seapoint Resort, which is in Carlsbad, what I was just speaking about. That resort has 1 and 2 bedroom units. So they can accommodate up to 8 people altogether, which, you know, obviously for a big family, that makes it really nice. The property is a very good size. It has about 95 units and is located right across the street from the ocean. They, again, have all the different activities, all of the amenities that you would, you know, hope to have. In addition to that, we have a great new property in Santa Monica up in L.A. So a lot of folks, especially if they're coming from out of state, a lot of people want to go and visit Los Angeles. They want to see Hollywood. This property in Santa Monica is fantastic. It's called the Embassy, and it actually has an apartment type of feel. So they do have kitchens. Now, this property is not a timeshare. It is a hotel. However, it does fit within the type of accommodations that we sell. It's located literally 1 block off the 3rd Street Promenade and a block from the ocean, located very close to the Santa Monica Pier. This is a really great destination for folks who want to come and enjoy Los Angeles, but actually really enjoy that beach environment as well while they're there and be able to get out and walk around. And it's just a really beautiful area. We have some other destinations in the mountainous areas. I would say Colorado, we have a really fantastic property called the Sheridan Mountain Vista, and that's one of the Starwood resorts That property is located right in the heart of Avon, so you have the ability to go ski at Beaver Creek. You could ski Vail. You're only probably about an hour away from Aspen. There's a lot of really great opportunities for skiing, hiking, all that type of mountain activity. And those properties as well have studios, 1 and 2 bedroom units as well. Another mountain property that we have right in California is called the Red Wolf Lakeside Lodge, and that's actually located in Kings Beach, which is on the north shore of Lake Tahoe. It's located right on the lake, really great property that actually offers, you have not only the lake activities, but the furnishings. It's one of my favorite things there. You walk in and it literally makes you feel like you're in a rustic cabin. They really did a great job on this particular property. And this resort as well offers studios, 1 and 2 bedroom units. And that resort also provides the ability to, whether you're there in the summer or the winter, you have your choice of many ski resorts to choose from, as well as all the great hiking and boating and different things. They actually have their own dock, so for those who are traveling within driving distance, maybe bringing their boat, that kind of thing, they're able to actually dock their boat while they're there. So a couple other properties I'd love to tell you about. In the desert, one of, obviously, our best destinations is the Desert Rose Resort in Las Vegas. This resort is also one of my favorites. When you go to Las Vegas, you really love all the fun and crazy times that you can have there, but you also like when you get home at night to be able to have that relaxation in a really great place to lay your head. The Desert Rose Resort actually has free breakfast every day and free happy hour every afternoon, and their rates are phenomenal. So we're really excited to have that property, and it's only about a block off the strip. So you're definitely still within walking distance, and the units are typically 1 and 2 bedroom units. They have great pools, all the different activities that I've talked about at the other properties as well. The nice thing is, though, just having those few extras, it's really nice to wake up and have free breakfast every day in case you don't feel like actually cooking yourself.
That is lovely. And I'm looking at these beautiful pictures of the Polo Towers.
The Polo Towers is one of my favorite properties in Las Vegas. And you see it.
The luxury. I'm looking at the bedroom and the quilted, brocaded. I mean, this is such rich luxury. And the drapery. This is stunning. Tell me about that property.
I'm glad you mentioned the design part of it and the decor, because one of the things that you'll find with these vacation rentals using timeshare product is that they're updated frequently. A lot of times when, if you were to go online and look for an actual vacation rental, vacation rentals are great and you can find a lot of really fantastic deals and accommodations. However, it's really up to the owner of the property and how often they update it. Where these type of resorts are on scheduled maintenance and renovation work on a pretty consistent basis. So you can usually count on having really nice furnishings and nice quality design and decor, which is really comfortable. The Polo Towers, I'm glad you asked. As I said, it's one of my favorite properties in Las Vegas. You see it many times when you'll see any kind of aerial view of Las Vegas at night or that kind of thing. A lot of times you'll see that in the background. It's actually located right on the strip. It has a rooftop pool, which you can see most of the city. Many of the rooms have really fantastic views. All the way you can see, if you're in the front facing, you can see the Bellagio Water Show. You can see, you know, obviously all the way down the strip. The accommodations at the Polo Towers provide studios, 1 and 2 bedroom units. I would say they average probably around 800 square feet. So again, they have the full kitchens, and as you mentioned, you know, the really nice decor and design that really makes it a comfortable stay. And whether you're in your room or you decide you want to go out, you're close to everything. So if you're in your room, you can really see all the exciting night lights, and then when you're ready to go out, you're just, you know, a short walk away from all the casinos.
Lovely. And I see here, I think this is Ireland.
Yes, we've just added a couple of new properties in Ireland, which we're really excited about. And those properties, they really have added a great new feature for our guests. We've seen some really great bookings right off the bat. So we're really excited to have those and look forward to having more European properties as well.
What about activities? What do you find at a resort?
Some of the most popular things that they're doing now, right now, especially during the warm weather, a lot of the resorts now are doing dive-in movies, where they will literally set up an outside, almost like the old drive-ins, but what they are is they blow up a big screen by the pool, and the kids can play in the pool, or they can relax back on water So one of the favorite summer activities has been the drive-in movies, where they literally create almost like that old drive-in feel, where they blow up a big screen and actually people sit out at the pool and can watch movies outdoors. This has become really popular throughout many of the properties. They also do things like wine tastings. They have all kinds of kids' activities throughout the days, welcome breakfasts. They'll do walking tours, depending again on the location of the property. Some of the other great things that families can do while they're at the resorts is, as I was mentioning earlier, you know, having all the different equipment like bikes and all of the beach equipment you can check out. It really gives families the opportunity to spend a lot more quality time together. They're not having to run around as much. What we've really been finding in the last several years is that we're having a lot more families traveling together. So we may have families that are traveling from different states who all meet up in a destination to have kind of an impromptu family reunion. And what we'll find then is that people actually have the ability to really spend that quality time together on a vacation and still have their own space at the end of the day. So whether you have small kids and it's time for their nap, or you have just different desires while on the vacation, there's a little bit of something for everybody. And at the same time, they can all kind of join together at their leisure and enjoy that quality time, whether they're barbecuing, cooking dinners together, enjoying the various activities that really makes for a high quality vacation.
Wonderful. And I understand you can also use it for girlfriend getaways, family reunions, couples and friends traveling together and all that stuff, not just a family.
Yes.
Corporate groups.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the great things that we've noticed is that the per diems that most companies offer their employees or whatever restrictions that their employees may have as far as what they can spend on accommodations, typically our room nights are within that price point. That really helps, especially for those road warriors who are spending a lot of time out on the road traveling, and they like just to be able to enjoy their breakfast in the morning and catch up, or maybe at the end of the day, if they don't feel like having to go out to dinner, they can literally cook something in their room, depending on how long they're going to stay, order room service, whatever the case. A lot of times the room service and some of that stuff becomes a little pricey.
Sherry, I was wondering, do you need to be a member to book at ResortTime.com?
You do not have to be a member. ResortTime is free to use. It's available to anybody who would like to travel. Basically, what happens is if you were to come and book a reservation with ResortTime, you automatically would become a free member. And in that membership, that basically just allows us to send you great offers and extend some special member discounts to you that you may not otherwise be aware of. But no, there's no cost, and we welcome anybody that would like to use it.
I'll be signing up right after this interview. Now, is this just for timeshare owners?
ResortTime started out as a product for timeshare owners specifically. And when I was mentioning we started our business, we found that we had a lot of resorts with a lot of extra availability. And one of the benefits when most people purchase a timeshare is they're given what's called bonus time. And what that means is they can basically come and use their home property where they purchase at a discounted rental rate within certain restrictions. You know, usually they can only book it within a few weeks in advance. And so when we developed ResortTime, we actually wanted to basically just expand upon that bonus time program. So we developed what's called the Bonus Time Network. We have two different types of customers with ResortTime. We have our timeshare owners who can access any of the properties in the Bonus Time Network at an exclusive owner-only rate. We also offer the same resorts to anybody that, whether they own a timeshare or not, we welcome them to come in and book it just like they would a hotel space. So there are no requirements to be an owner. A lot of times people have assumptions that they have to go on a tour or that they have to rent a full week. There are no requirements to go on any kind of tours. You do not have to rent a whole week. You can stay a night. You can stay a few nights. It's up to you. Some properties will occasionally have a minimum night stay, but that's typically only over holiday periods or things like that. So we welcome anybody at all that is really looking to get a little bit more value out of their vacation and I think really improve the quality of the vacation they're on. One of the things that our guests have told us in the past is hotels are nice and there's a lot of really great ones out there. However, most of our lifestyles are so fast and we've got so much going on that one of the things that people really find value in is the ability to really do their vacation at their own pace. And having the condo units available to them and being able to rent them for short term or long term, they're really able to take the time, whether they want to sleep in, eat breakfast in their room, whether they want to have a nice barbecue in the evening, whatever their desires are, they can do it at their own pace and save a little money to top it. You know, to be able to have the size of accommodations that we offer and pay around the same rate that you'd pay for a hotel, it's really a win-win. You have more space to spread out. And whether you're a couple, girlfriends getting away, this allows for people to share space. So in some cases, you had mentioned the girlfriend getaways. We have a lot of girlfriend getaways that go on in different destinations. And one of the nice things is having separate bedrooms, and everybody has enough space that everybody can have that quality that they're looking for in their getaway.
And what are your rates like?
Our rates are as low as $99. We will have some on occasion that are slightly lower than that, but I would say our average rate for a one bedroom runs around $99 a night. It could be on up into the 300s, just depending on where the destination, the time of year. We at any given time have probably at least 75 resorts that we have rates under $100.
And now, do we apply to these rates the same fees, additional fees that we apply when we rent a hotel room?
Yes, it would be treated just the same way as you would rent a hotel. The only difference I will say is we do not have any per person fees.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in some cases, many of the hotels will charge, depending on how many people you have staying in the room, our fee is the same regardless how many people you have. You'll pay around the same rate as what you'd pay for a hotel, but you can obviously bring more people and not have that extra expense.
Oh, that's a wonderful, wonderful perk.
Yes.
And I don't have to spend the whole week. And how far in advance does a person have to call to book a room? How many weeks?
You could actually call right now for a room tonight. That's how quick you can book them. We have different availability that will come online. And one thing that's really important for people to remember, you can call in advance, you can call at the last minute. One thing that will be helpful is to remember that these are, while they operate like a hotel,
mm-hmm.
So while they do operate like a hotel and booking nightly rentals through Resort Time, one thing that we find is as a week closer to the dates, sometimes when we may not show availability for certain dates because they're high demand or that sort of thing, sometimes as we get closer to the date, the resorts end up having more availability. So the one thing that I would recommend, whether you're booking in advance or even last minute, if you find a destination that you really would love to go to, I highly recommend, if you can't find it online, to call our call center. One of the things that we do, it's a little bit different than most other online travel agencies, is we actually will go find the availability for you. We have really great relationships with all of our partners. And so we will take the time, if one of our customers is looking for something that doesn't show available, we will go and try to make that happen for them. And more times than not, we're able to do that.
And do you have a Traveler's Advantage program and a best rate guarantee?
Yes, we do. And we're really proud of that. Resort Time provides this Traveler's Advantage to every user who uses Resort Time. We do not charge any booking fees. We don't charge any additional change or cancellation fees. And we do definitely have the best rate guarantee. Within 24 hours of booking, if you find a lower publicized rate, all you have to do is contact us. We will absolutely ensure that your rate is matched and refund you the difference.
Now that's a deal and a half. We've been talking to Sherry Weeks. She's the general manager of ResortTime.com. That's www.ResortTime.com. Thank you, Sherry. It's been a delight to have you here at syndicatednews.net.
Thank you very much for having me.
And that's a wrap.
Thank you so much.